College Defender men's basketball team gets back to play in the Great Plains Athletic Conference after stepping outside the conference on Wednesday and taking a trip to Dakota State at Madison, South Dakota. And, Coach, for your team, bounce back time, a disappointing outing for your team on Wednesday at Dakota State, a game where, after we talked about it that evening, never really felt like you were in it in the second half, even though it hung around at an 8 to 12 point difference much of that contest. Just never able to get on track.
Mike, we just did not play well defensively. Just really never put together any sustained stops throughout the game to ever give ourselves a chance to get momentum, and really we're flat the whole way through. Thinking that our guys with the character they have will bounce back, and I have a feeling we'll play well today. Obviously Midland's a very good team, but I do feel that our effort will be very solid today.
Midland is a team that could come in with a chip on their shoulder. They've lost two in a row, and they're at a critical juncture of their season. You don't want them to get it turned around today.
No, they are very dangerous, like you mentioned, and they're a very tough team. I expect today to be extremely physical. I expect it to be very hard fought. Both teams are at a point where, we're 7-3 in conference play. They're 6-4 in conference play. It is a critical game for sure.
Tell me about this Midland team. We saw them, 6 weeks ago already, back in early December. Have they changed at all since we saw them 6 weeks ago, or are they pretty similar?
I think they're very similar in many regards. They run a lot of ball screen offense and play man-to-man defense, very physical. Really pride themselves on taking good shots and being able to rebound the ball. And I think we're going to see more of the same. We had a hard time stopping them in Fremont the first time. We're just simply going to have to be better, especially in the perimeter today defensively.
What makes them so difficult to stop? I know they've got Emig, they've got Gully, but it's been some role players in the past when they've had success against you that have given you real troubles.
Yeah, they've had a shooter off the bench in Huser. The last two times we played him, he has shot the ball extremely well against us, and that's frustrating because we feel like we had a good scout on him going in, just didn't get it done. Tim Parrott, obviously, one of the leading scorers in the conference, is a guy that we have to be very concerned about in addition to Emig and Gawley, whom you mentioned. Just a very perimeter-oriented team, but they get a lot of their shots as a result of ball screens, so our post guys are going to have to do a nice job of making sure they hedge and they show on screens as well.
We talk so much about the opponent sometimes that we focus on them rather than you. You, I would imagine, this week have turned things really inward on what your team needs to do better. What do you need to do better moving forward for the next 10 games this season?
Mike, since our loss, last loss to Nebraska Wesleyan about a month ago, I thought our guys have really played hard and really showed a high level of toughness. I really thought that we were doing some good things, getting two wins in Florida, coming back on, going on the road and beating a good Hastings team, and then finishing up against Concordia in the second half with a good effort. I thought we really played well. Wednesday night, Dakota State just did not show up and play the way we needed to. Hope that is something that it's just a blip in the road, and our guys will come back from that. You're right, we have turned things inward, and it is a matter of taking care of ourselves and really coming out playing hard and establishing who we are. And we've got five seniors now who are down to 10 regular season games. I don't know that there's much more of an incentive really than that. The other guys that had great careers and have done some really good things here, but I think they have some pretty lofty goals for themselves yet this year, and hopefully that those things will really spur us on here going forward.
That is Coach Ross Dalma talking about his team and about the fact that with 10 games to go, the college careers for five of these players will be coming to a close, and that should be some incentive to try and close this season out with some strength. We'll see how that plays out, though. Everything's so easy when you diagram it out, but every once in a while, there is a fork in the road, and you got to pick a path. And Dort College right now, 7-3 in the GPAC, facing a pivotal final 5 weeks to this regular season. Let's take a closer look at these two teams, and let's begin with the Midland Warrior men. They stand 11-7 overall, 6-4 in the GPAC. They are at a crossroads right now. They have lost two in a row. They were beaten by Dakota State last Saturday, and they were beaten on the road by Briarcliff on Saturday. The Warriors convert 77.2 points per game. And allow 68.8 points per contest. They make 48.2% of the field goals that they try. Opponents are shooting for 45.3% efficiency, and the Warriors hold a 36.2 to 32.7 rebounding advantage. Midland has forced 263 turnovers and have committed 215 for the season. Midland has taken nearly 40% of its field goal attempts from beyond the three-point line and are 142 for 406 for the season. James Parrott tops the team with 18.5 points per game. He makes 53.6% of his field goal attempts, which includes 28 of 78 three-point shots. Parrott also takes down 5.2 rebounds and has 39 assists in 18 games with 42 blocked shots. Ben Emig has a 12.3 points per game average and leads the team with 71 assists. Now happening right in front of me is a couple presentations of commemorative basketballs to a couple former Dort College men's basketball standouts. Ross Bauma, a member of the 1,000-point club with a 1,004 for his career. B.J. Hahn, who played in the mid-2000s, also helped Dort College to a national tournament berth, being honored with a commemorative basketball this afternoon. Let's pause for our national anthem.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly gleaming.
College defenders come into tonight's contest with an 15-4 mark, 7-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're number 10 in the country in NAI Division II basketball. The defenders hold a 79.7 to 67.6 scoring average advantage and are leading on the boards 39.4 to 30.6. Cliff Ant Warner is averaging 15.1 points per game. He also has 72 assists in 19 games and has 22 steals. Trevor Walterstorff has a 14.2 points per game average to go with 6.4 rebounds. Jordan Vogel's averaging 12.3 points per game with 5.1 rebounds. Austin Kachi is at 9.9 points per game. Chris Severs is scoring 9.1. Both Kachi and Severs average 3.6 rebounds per game. Kyle Lindbergh scores 6.7 points and gets 5.8 rebounds and has a team-high 25 steals. Midland lost to Briarcliff 64-51. On Wednesday, they were led by Dylan Travis with 13 points off of the bench. Jerome Vaughn scored 8. For Dort College, a disappointing outing at Dakota State. Trailed 40-32 at halftime. Got no closer than 5 in the second half before falling 83-65. Jordan Vogel and Trevor Walterstorff had 16 each. Austin Kachi added 14. Dort leads the series 15-3. Midland won the most recent matchup back on December 1 in Fremont. Final score there. Well, somewhere along the line, I didn't write down that final score. Dort College fell 97-89 on December the 1st after trailing at halftime 48-43. Here are your starting lineups for today's basketball game. Let's begin with the Dort College defenders, the home team. They will start number 11, Cliff Warner, 5'11 senior from Altoona, Iowa. Austin Kachi is a 6'4 junior from Orange City. Where's number 21? Trevor Walterstorff is a senior from Sioux Center. He's 6'4". Kyle Lindbergh, 6'6", junior, Margate, Florida. He wears number 31. And number 43, Jordan Vogel, a 6'7", senior from Rock Valley, Iowa, rounds out the starting lineup. For Midland, it'll be Galen Gully, a 5'7", sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska. Number 21. Number three, will be Ben Emig, a 5'11 junior from Omaha, Nebraska. James Parrott, a 6'2 senior from Omaha. Number 15, Jerome Vaughn, a 6'3 senior from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And Trace Murray, a 6'7 junior from Columbus, Nebraska, rounds out the starting lineup. Midland with the basketball as we start play. They control the opening tap. Midland with the basketball, Ben Emig. Emig on the three-point line. He passes left side over to Parrott. Parrott with the basketball, 15 to shoot. Comes back over to Emig. Emig, three-pointer, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College. They shovel it off to Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh all the way, lays it up with the right hand, good. Kyle Lindbergh with the two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders take the lead 2-0. This Midland team is one that doesn't really want to go up-tempo a lot. They are more ball control. They won't turn it over a lot. They won't force a lot of turnovers, but they will play half-court defense as well as anyone. Pass goes right side over to Gully. Gully with it on the right wing, guarded there by Cliff Warner. Dort College on the defense, Midland with the basketball. Out front with the ball, they feed it down low. This is Vaughn. Vaughn muscles it up, down 2 points. Jerome Vaughn ties it up at 2-2. 18:53 left to play, first half. Ball deflected, picked up by Vaughn on the turnover. Coming back the other way is Gully. Gully with the ball. Gully, they feed it down low with the basketball. Trace Murray. Murray throws it back out front, nearly tipped away by Lindbergh. Coming up with it is Parrott, 20 to shoot. Crosses over with the basketball. Gully. Gully puts up the jumper in the lane, and he got wide open for the two-point basket. 4-2 our score. Gully makes the short jumper in the lane. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi to Lindbergh. Lindbergh over the basketball. Kyle gives it up over to Cliff. Cliff to Austin. Austin left side. Trevor Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the basketball. High post Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Vogel. Vogel puts it up in traffic. Too strong. No good. Rebound fought for, and coming down with it is Jerome Vaughn. Vaughn with the basketball over to Emig. Emig on the left wing. Emig will drive the lane, lace it up with the left hand. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Trevor Waltersdorf. Here comes Dort College into the front court. Right side, Waltersdorf. Kachi, corner, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, ball fake. Feeds it opposite side to Vogel. Vogel gathers himself. Shot is no good, but he's fouled on the play. Midland will not give you any easy baskets. They will use their fouls up. They will commit fouls in the lane and force you to earn it from the free throw line rather than giving you easy baskets around the hoop. Jordan Vogel just found that out. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. That foul called on Trace Murray. Murray's first foul. Jordan Vogel makes the free throw. He's 1-for-1. Kyle Lindbergh checks out of the ballgame. Tyler Waltersdorf will check in. Another free throw on the way for Jordan Vogel. Vogel, free throw, up and good. Jordan Vogel, 2-for-2 from the free throw line. We're tied up at 4-4. 4-4 our score, Gully. Gully on the right side, guarded there by Cliff Warner. Comes over to Ben Emig. Emig to Parrott. Parrott with it at the top of the key. They switch off him. Now they come back over to Vaughn. Vaughn spins into the lane, blocked by Vogel. Rebound taken away by Warner. Here comes Cliff on the run. Cliff into the front court, feeds Walt. Walt hesitates, shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. So Dort College will get free throws from Trevor Waltersdorf. So free throws on the way for Trevor Waltersdorf. Trevor Waltersdorf with two free throws on the way as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw by Trevor is up and good. Another one on the way for Trevor. Gives Dort College a 5-4 lead. Another free throw on the way for Trevor Waltersdorf. This one's up, and he spins that one through. Trevor Waltersdorf with a pair of points off the free throws. And here come the Midland Warriors. Dort College leading 6-4. James Parrott with the basketball. Parrott out front. Emig. Emig right side over to Gully. Gully with the basketball looking for Vaughn. Comes back over to Gully. Gully feeds it off for Vaughn. Vaughn layup good. Jerome Vaughn with 4 points. We're tied up 6-6. With the basketball, right side Tyler Waltersdorf over to Austin Kachi. Kachi with the ball on the perimeter. Comes back over to Cliff. Cliff on the wing. They double team him. Feed it down low. Vogel. Vogel blocked on the play. It comes out loose. Here comes Gully with the basketball. Gully driving in. Nothing there on the right side. He'll retreat back to the perimeter. Top of the key, Parrott. Parrott with the basketball. Head fake. Drives the lane with the left hand. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Trevor. Waltersdorf into the front court. Waltersdorf, right side, Kachi. Ball fake. Down to the baseline. Gives it up, Tyler. Tyler blocked from behind. Coming up with it is Trace Murray on the rebound after the block shot. Back the other way, Gully. Gully fakes the pass right side. They give it back over to Emig. Emig left side to Parrott. Parrott will pop out. The three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Cliff. Here comes North College. Cliff into the front court. He's on the left side. Penetrates, kick out, Waltersdorf. Now Ty. Tyler right side, back over to Austin Kachi. Kachi to Tyler. Tyler double team, tries to thread the needle, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by North College. It's Midland basketball. We're tied at 6-6. Midland has the basketball back. So Midland has the ball. 16:02 and counting, first half. Lineup for North College right now, Warner, Trevor Waltersdorf, Kyle Lindberg, Chris Severs, and Sean Kaiser. Emig with the basketball. They jump out on the switch. Jalen Hoosier comes right side back over to Gully. Gully out front. They feed it left side over to Parrott. Parrott's going to put it on the floor down to the baseline. Got caught underneath the basket. Travels with it. James Parrott, a Midland senior. Interesting story. He is at Midland after playing for Bellevue last year. Saw him at the national tournament playing for the Bellevue Bruins. He transferred after the year was complete and has been the leading scorer for Midland this season. Shot no good. There for the tap-in, no good by Trevor Waltersdorf. Kick-out pass, Warner. Warner, three, missed it, no good. Fight for the rebound is tipped and controlled by Gully. Here comes Midland. North College misses on the chance to take the lead. With the basketball, Gully. Gully's going to split the defense, kicks it over to Parrott. Parrott drives in. His shot is no good. Rebound tapped around. Coming away with it is Chris Severs. Severs with the basketball. Outlet pass Warner. Warner with the ball. Gives it up Walt. Walt scoops it up in the lane. Good. Trevor Walt with four. North College leads 8-6. Galen Gully passes over to Jalen Hoosier. Hoosier with the basketball. He comes back over to Parrott. Parrott to Emig. Emig is going to run the pick and roll out front. He's going to step back, put up the three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Chris Severs. Severs for the basketball. Outlets over to Warner. Here comes North College in transition. Cliff for the basketball. Cliff gives to Lindberg. Lindberg out front. Kyle drives, nothing there. Threads the needle. Warner, no good. Three-point basket attempt by Warner, not good. Rebound taken away by Emig. Emig testing the waters, driving in, stops on a dime. His pass deflects off of the backboard. Kick it out, Hoosier. Hoosier into the lane, back over to Emig. Emig's going to drive in. His short jumper, no good. Rebound tipped, controlled by Chris Severs. Here comes North College. They're pressing the issue again. Into the front court with the basketball, Warner. Warner, left side to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Lindberg. Lindberg muscles it up. Can't get it to go. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by North College. It'll be Midland basketball. Trevor Waltersdorf checks out of the ballgame. Chris Severs checks out. Nathan Rendles will check in. Jordan Vogel checks in. So those are your two new players. Got Avery Langford on the floor as well for Midland. Galen Gully will bring the basketball into the front court. Don't expect to see Gully and Emig on the bench much this afternoon. They play a lot of minutes. Left side pass to Gully. Gully with the basketball. Emig on the bench right now, so they'll split the tandem up for right now. Langford will drive down to the baseline. Kick out pass. Three on the way. Short, no good. Rebound long, taken by Gully. That missed shot by Dylan Travis. He had 13 on Wednesday against Briarcliff in the loss. Gully with it on the wing. They run a pick and roll for him. Gully, deep corner. He's going to test the waters into the lane. Gives it up, and now a travel called against Trevor Bryant. North College with the basketball. Kyle Lindberg gets it in to Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner on the right wing. Warner looking, throws over to Lindberg. Lindberg dumps it off for Vogel. North College with a two-point lead. Here's Cliff. Cliff back over to Lindberg. Lindberg in traffic. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Quickly up the floor, Travis. Travis cut off on the play by Rendles, and a foul called on Rendles. Nathan Rendles whistled for the personal. His first free throws on the way for Dylan Travis, a 74% free throw shooter. Emig will check in for Midland, as will Parrott and Vaughn. Dort College will counter with Austin Kachi at the dead ball. First free throw, no good. Another free throw on the way. So there's your rotation as Midland will check Gully out of the contest right now. Emig will run the point, and then you'll eventually see those two back on the floor together. I would imagine Jalen Hoosier will probably check out in a minute or two, and Gully will come back in. 8-7 our score. Travis makes one of two, and the defenders come back the other way. Cliff Warner with the basketball. He goes right side over to Rindles. Rindles to Lindberg. Lindberg left side, Kachi beyond the three-point line. Kachi gives it back over to Warner. Warner with the ball. Now Rindles. Rindles with it down to the left baseline. Rindles stops, gives it off. Lindberg. Lindberg, basket, good. 4 points for Kyle. Dort College leads 10-7. Into the front court, Emig with the basketball. Emig out front. He'll stop, give it left side over to Parrott. Parrott wants to penetrate. He'll drive the lane, slam dunk. A blocking foul called on Nathan Rindles as James Parrott goes up and hammers it home. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. So Parrott slams it down, and they call the blocking foul on him. So a three-point play for James Parrott. He ties it up at 10-10. Don't want to see too many of those. Right side it goes Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles, I would imagine, looked up and all he saw was legs coming at him. Warner with the basketball. He goes out front. Kachi. Kachi off the bounce. 15-footer. Too strong. No good. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by Kachi near midcourt. Warner with it as Dort College resets the offense. Right side Rindles. Rindles underneath intended for Lindberg. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by Midland. Here come the Warriors. With the basketball, Travis. Travis, kick out Emig. Emig, Hoosier. Hoosier with the basketball. Hoosier gives right side. Emig, I beg your pardon, Travis. Travis with the three. He's got four. Midland on a 6-0 run, courtesy an old-fashioned three-point play and a three-point bucket. Vogel with the basketball. Vogel trying to back his way in. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Tap in by Rindles, but they're going to wave it off. Nathan Rindles whistled for the foul on the rebound. They say he came over the top and got called for the push, so wave the basket off. Rindles will check out along with Vogel and Lindberg. You've got Walterstorff, Kachi, Severs, and Warner on the floor. Midland on a 6-0 run with the basketball. Ben Emig with it. He goes high post to Jerome Vaughn. Vaughn with the basketball. Vaughn feeds it underneath. Parrott. Parrott. Shot no good. There for the rebound is Walterstorff, and he's fouled on the play by Jalen Hoosier. Hoosier will check out of the contest. Trace Murray will check in. Midland will go with a little more size here. Dort College down three, 13-10. Cliff Warner with the basketball. Warner will bring it up. Comes out front, Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff left side, Kachi. Kachi, Trevor Walterstorff, right side, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Feeds to the cutter, Tyler Walterstorff. His shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Trace Murray. Well, we have not seen Brandon Williams yet today. He started against Briarcliff, number 45. 6'6 post player from Detroit, Michigan. Not sure if he's in uniform or not. Free throw on the way for Ty Walterstorff, up and good. Tyler with a made free throw, another one on the way. That's team foul number four on Midland. He can trim it down to a one-point ball game here with a made free throw. Second free throw on the way for Tyler is up and good. So Tyler makes them both. It's 13-12. 13-12 our score. Coming back the other way. Midland has it. They set it right side. Comes over to Dylan Travis. Dylan Travis squares up and hits his second three of the day. He's got seven. And Midland is in front, 16-12. With it, Tyler Walterstorff comes back over to Kachi. Kachi feeds Severs. Severs on the block, puts it up with the right hand. Short jumper is good. Chris Severs with the two-point basket. Dort College trails 16-14. Ben Emig comes across the floor. Midland with a set play. Emig out front, gets a double screen, weaves around it, comes back right side to Dylan Travis. Travis, the hot hand, a couple of three-pointers. Parrott on the penetration off the weak side. He gets the two-point basket. He's got five. And the defenders trail 18-14. Dort College needs to start getting some stops. Pass goes down low to Seavers. Seavers in traffic. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. Chris Seavers will go to the free throw line to shoot one. Foul on the play called on Midland's Trace Murray. Murray whistled for his third. Tyler Waltersdorf checks out. Kyle Lindberg will check in. Chris Seavers will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. First free throw on the way and only free throw on this sequence for Seavers coming. And he missed it. Rimmed it out. Rebound tapped out of bounds, though. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Midland basketball. 18-16. Midland with a two-point advantage. El Monaco whistles that time that it was last touched by Midland. It'll be Dort College on defense. Well, last touch by Dort College, I should say. Midland basketball. Midland with the ball out front. Parrott. Parrott double team. They feed it down low. Vaughn. Vaughn layup good. Mismatch as Cliff Warner ended up on him. 20-16. Midland in front by four. Austin Kachi with the basketball over to Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg to Warner. Guarded there by Gully. Out front, Trevor Waltersdorf. Right side it goes. Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi feeds it, Warner, Warner underneath, Seavers, Seavers with the dunk. Chris Seavers with the two-point basket on the slam dunk. Dort College leads 20-18. With it, James Parrott. Parrott's pass deflected, picked up by Ben Emig. Hoosier will try to go off the dribble now. He passes right side over to Emig. Emig guarded by Kachi. Emig with it on the right wing. Back over to Hoosier. Hoosier, three, no good. Rebound tip. Controlled by Midland and Gully. He takes the shot. No good. Blocked by Lindberg. He tracks down his own rebound, though. Galen Gully with the basketball. He's got it on the right wing. 8:25 and counting, and Midland wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charged to the Midland Warriors. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
Why leave your college campus to find fun things to do when you could find it right outside your dorm room? At Dort College, live on campus and participate in activities like the Talent Extravaganza, our version of American Idol, and drive-in movies. Attend the formal banquets, sporting events, or just hang out with your friends at the coffee shop. When choosing a college, learn more about the community atmosphere on campus. Find us on Facebook or Twitter or www.dort.edu.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 8:25 left to go in the first half. Dort College trails Midland 20-18. On the floor for the defenders, it'll be Kaiser, Warner, Kachi, Lindberg, Vogel. For Midland, Parrott, Gully, Trevor Bryant, Hoosier, and Emig. Out front, Gully. Gully with the basketball, 20 to shoot for Midland. They go over to Emig. Emig at the top of the key. Emig goes right side, Jalen Hoosier. Hoosier guarded there by Kaiser. Gives it back over to Parrott. They'll try to isolate him. Ball screen. Here comes Parrott. Parrott fakes, puts it up off the glass. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. Parrott with the up and under move. James Parrott will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Dort College trails 22-18. James Parrott. Three-point play opportunity, missed it. Rebound taken away by Lindberg, 22-18. For Lindberg, that was foul number one. With it on the left side is Kaiser. Kaiser, pin, gives it over to Vogel. Vogel, count the hoop, and he's fouled. Vogel might have traveled with it on his trip to the basket. They don't call it, though, and Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot one as he was fouled in the act of shooting. 7:53 left to play. In this first half, Midland 22, Dort College 20. First free throw and only free throw for Vogel. In and out, no good. Dort College has missed three free throws out of seven attempts so far. Dort College trailing 22-20. Kick out pass, Emig. Emig to Gully. Gully with the basketball. Gully with it left side. He's going to drive now on the right wing. Back over to Emig. Emig trying to test the waters. Nothing there. Emig steps outside the three-point line. 13 to shoot. Back over to Gully. Gully guarded there by Kachi. 10 to shoot. They'll isolate. Three-pointer. Gully. Good. Galen Gully with the three-point basket. He's got five, and the Dort College defenders trail 25 to 20. Kyle Lindberg left side over to Kaiser. Kaiser feeds it Vogel. Vogel with the tip. It's good, and he's fouled. Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Dort College trailing 25-22, trying to cut it back to a two-point ball game. Dort College unable to string any stops together yet. Rindles checks out. Checks in. Kachi will check out. Vaughn will check in for Midland. Checking out of the contest is Trevor Bryant. What? .712 left to go. Dort College trailing 25-23 as Vogel makes the free throw. Three-pointer on the other end. No good. Rebound controlled by Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. He feeds it over to Lindberg. Lindberg on the wing. Comes back over to Warner. Warner gives it up to Kaiser. Kaiser, Vogel. Vogel with the basketball on the high post. Vogel comes back over to Warner. Warner with the ball. Cliff gives it into the corner. Nathan Rindles. Rindles goes underneath Vogel. Vogel facing up. Nothing there. Reverses over to Kaiser. Kaiser, three ball. Got it! Three-point basket for Sean Kaiser. Needed that one. Dort College leading now 26-25. Back the other way. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Nathan Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles on the right side, under control, stops, feeds Kaiser. Kaiser tries to pass it to Warner, and it's taken away. Here comes Midland back the other way. Shot is up, no good. Tapped by Parrott, no good. And now a reach-in foul called on Jalen Hoosier. Hoosier whistled for the personal. Team foul number 7 on Midland. Jalen Hoosier has just picked up his second personal foul. Well, Dort College will get Nathan Rindles out of the contest. A little miscommunication there. I thought he had two fouls, but the book indicates he's got three. Somewhere along the line, he picked one up that I didn't mark down. Jalen Hoosier has just picked up his second. So of Dort College's four fouls in this first half, three of them against Nathan Rindles, and the lid is on the basket when Dort College is shooting free throws. Kaiser misses the front end of the one and one. With it on the left side is Gully. Gully feeds it back, right wing. Parrott, Parrott, layup, good. James Parrott with the two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 27-26. Tyler Walterstorff, left side, Sean Kaiser. Kaiser to Vogel, Vogel over to Warner, Warner on the right wing. Warner with the basketball, he's going to bring it back out to the front, gives it up Vogel. Vogel back over to Warner, guarded there by Gully. He feeds left side over to Kaiser. Another three. Missed it badly. Too strong. Rebound tapped out, though. It's down on the floor. Kaiser to Tyler Walterstorff. Kaiser gets the ball back. Looking. Comes back over to Warner. Warner at the top of the key. Dort College by a point. Down by a point. 27-26. Vogel trying to feed it underneath, and a foul, a hold called on Jerome Vaughn. Doug Vitava calls the foul down low on Jerome Vaughn. That's number two on him. One and one opportunity coming for Dort College. And Chris Severs. Got to start making some free throws, boys. Thus far, Dort College's leading scorer, Cliff Warner, held scoreless. Picking up the slack, Jordan Vogel's got six. Chris Severs has six. Severs shooting one and one. Free throw is up. Free throw off the heel, no good. 5:13 and counting, first half. Pass goes into the corner. Down to the baseline, and a blocking foul called on Jordan Vogel. Vogel whistled for foul number one, team foul number five on Dort College. So set play coming here for Midland on the out of bounds, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Ben Emig. Emig to throw it in, gets it into Parrott. James Parrott on the right baseline. He feeds it out front. They swing it left side over to Emig. Emig will drive baseline, puts it up over the shot, over the outstretched hand to Chris Severs, and Ben Emig has his first field goal of the day. Dort College trails 29-26. Warner out front with the basketball. Cliff with it, goes right side, Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf on the right wing beyond the three-point line. Comes over to Chris Severs. Severs left side, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner gives it up to Vogel. Vogel with the ball, straight on, beyond the three-point line. Vogel over to Tyler. Tyler, three, left it short, no good. Rebound tapped out by Trevor Waltersdorf, but it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Midland basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Emig, spin move in the lane. His short shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Trevor Waltersdorf. Here comes Dort College and Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball, goes over to Trevor. Trevor with it, down to the baseline. Reverses Kachi. Kachi, Warner. Warner hesitates on the three, didn't pull the trigger right away, and the shot is missed. Rebound taken away by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Coming back the other way, Dylan Travis. Travis with the ball. Travis gives over to Emig. Emig in between the circles. He goes right side. Midland has the basketball, Jordan Flynn. Flynn with it on the right wing. Flynn, left side, Dylan Travis. Dylan Travis, he'll put up the three, missed it. Rebound Severs, 3:42 left to go in the first half. Long pass into the front court, Trevor Waltersdorf looking down low for Kyle Lindberg. Kachi reverses right side, Warner. Warner, Emick's not leaving him. Kachi will square up. Three-pointer, cash. Austin Kachi with his first three of the day. We're deadlocked at 29. 3:22 left to go in the first half. Right side Parrott. Parrott on the wing. Gets a screen out front. Dort College plays under the screen. And Lindberg is going to be called for a foul. Kyle Lindberg has just picked up his second personal foul. James Parrott was able to take him off the dribble with the left hand. Severs checks out. Bogle checks back in. 3:13 left to go in the half. Tyler Waltersdorf will check into the ballgame. Kyle Lindberg will check out. Lindberg has two personal fouls that he's playing with. Six fouls on the defender, so the next foul called on Dort will result in a 1-1 for Midland. Parrott drives in. Goes left side. They feed it back out front with the basketball is Dylan Travis. And I don't think the shot clock started. .313 left to go in this half. We're tied up 29-29. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. .304 left to go in the game in the first half. Midland inbound the basketball. They get it inbounded to Emig. Emig will bring it up against Warner. Warner on the defense. He'll sag off Emig. They go high post to Jordan Flynn. Flynn not much of an offensive threat, averaging 1.4 points per game. They come over to Parrott. Parrott guarded there by Tyler Waltersdorf. Here's your offensive threat. Parrott will drive left side, cut off, six to shoot now. With the basketball is Emig. Emig, spin move in the lane, puts it up, and a travel called on Ben Emig. Emig whistled for the travel. Might have pushed off with the forearm, but Dort College able to withstand that charge by Midland. Dort College has the ball back, tied up 29-29 with 2:30 remaining in the half. Trevor goes right side over to Kachi. Kachi looking down low. Kachi back over to Trevor underneath Tyler. Tyler head fake, puts it up, blocked by Parrott. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Taps it out for Warner. Warner back over to Jordan. Jordan reverse layup. No good. Fight for the basketball. It's taken out by Midland. Coming up with it is Trevor Bryant. If Dort College is making their short shots today, they're up by 6 or 8 right now. Instead, it's deadlocked, 29 all. With the basketball, James Parrott. He'll step back. A three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. And a foul on the play, called on the defenders. Austin Kachi whistled for the foul. It's foul number 1 on him. Team foul number 7 on Midland. Dylan Travis, a 74% free throw shooter this season, will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. 1-1 opportunity here for Travis. It's good. Another free throw on the way for Midland, trying to make it a 2-point ball game. You certainly hope on those pushes underneath that they'll also make the return call. Ball's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Midland basketball. 1:57 left to go in the half. Midland has the basketball, leading by a point, and Dylan Travis has it. Midland with an opportunity. Multiple buckets on this possession, and Dylan Travis with an awkward-looking shot. Shot puts it up there, and it's soft enough, it drops through. 32-29, Dort College down 3. Left side over to Trevor Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf over to Tyler. Tyler gives it up right side over to Warner on the three-point line. Back over to Kachi. His three is off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Tyler Waltersdorf. His layup is good. Tyler Waltersdorf with 3 points. Dort College trails 32-31. Galen Gully over the basketball. Gully feeds it around, left side. Comes back over to Emig. Emig at the point. 1:10 remaining in the half. Three by Emig, no good. Rebound saved in by Parrott, and somehow he gets it to a teammate. Galen Gully spots up a three. It's good. Can't leave him alone. He's got 8. Dort College caught, over-rotating. Midland now takes a 4-point lead at 35-31. Tyler Walterstor for the basketball gives it up to Austin Kachi. Kachi, right side, and Emig is called for the personal foul on the perimeter. Ben Emig whistled for the personal, his first. Austin Kachi will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 35-31, Midland in front by 4. It's been tough sledding here in the first half for the defenders. And shooting free throws will be Austin Kachi. He'll shoot a pair. It was foul number 1 on Ben Emig, the junior from Omaha. First free throw by Austin up and through. Austin this season, 14-16 from the free throw line. He's got another one coming. That's right around 90%, just a shade below 90%. Another free throw on the way for the junior from Orange City, averaging 9.9 points per game. He makes that one. Kachi with 5 points. Dort College trails 35-33. Get a stop and get a chance to tie it on the other end. Galen Gully with the basketball. Gully comes back over to Travis. Left side, Parrott. Parrott, head fake, reverse layup is good. Off the dribble, Dort College has difficulty stopping James Parrott. Parrott with 11. And the Dort College defenders trail 37-33. Shot clock is off, 16 seconds left to go in the half. With the basketball is Warner. Warner working against Gully. Goes high post to Tyler. Tyler fakes, gives to Warner, 4 to shoot. Back over to Kachi. Kachi off balance shot, no good. There for the putback is Trevor Waltersdorf, and they wave it off. 37-33, our score at halftime. Midland leading Dort College by 4. You're listening to Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
The work.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing the Midland Warriors at halftime, 37-33. The Dort College defenders held an early lead, got up 10-7. Midland tied it at 10, and Door College never led after that. Door College did tie it up at 29-all. Beg your pardon, Door College did lead briefly at 26-25. We were tied at 29-all with 3:22 left to go in the first half. Door College is outscored, though, in that final 3:22, 8-4. And that's where we stand at halftime, 37-33. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Door College Defenders trail Midland 37-33 at halftime. The numbers for Midland look like this. 15 of 35 is Midland from the floor, 42.9%. 4 for 13 on threes, 30.8%. 3 of 6 on free throws, 50%. Fort Ord College, 11 of 29 from the floor, 37.9%. 2 for 8 on three-pointers, 25%. 9 of 13 on free throws, 69.2%. But that is a little deceiving. Dort College missed the front end of two 1-and-1 bonus situations. So they, the first half could have played out much differently. Dort College also about 3 or 4 shots very close to the hoop that they were unable to knock down. But all things being said, Door College trails at halftime, 37-33. Rebounding dead even at 22 apiece. 4 turnovers by the defenders, 3 by Midland. 3 steals for Midland, no steals for Door College. Point totals, Jordan Vogel leads Door College with 7 points. Chris Sievers has 6. 5 for Austin Kachi. 4 for Tyler Walterstor, 4 for Trevor Walterstor, 4 for Kyle Lindberg, 3 for Sean Kaiser, for their total of 33. For Midland, 11 for James Parrott, 10 for Dylan Travis, 8 for Galen Gully, 6 for Jerome Vaughn, and 2 for Ben Emig, for their total of 37 points. Galen Gully has 5 rebounds for the Warriors, 3 for Dylan Travis, 3 for James Parrott, 2 for Trevor Bryant. For Door College, Trevor Walterstorff has 7 rebounds, 3 rebounds for Sean Kaiser, 4 for Chris Sievers. 2 assists for Cliff Warner. He was held scoreless in the first half of play. 2 assists as well for Sean Kaiser. 37-33, Door College down by 4 at halftime. Back with a rundown of the scores that we have from earlier this afternoon and the games in progress right after this. We're at halftime, Door College trailing Midland, 37-33 in men's basketball play. Earlier today in women's basketball, Midland upsets Door College 76-65. It was Concordia over Morningside, 78-66. Northwestern over Nebraska Wesleyan, 80-45 in women's play. And Mount Marty leads Doan at halftime, that's a final. Mount Marty over Doan, 66-37. Women's basketball the standings look like this then. Concordia has a two-game lead with 9 to go over Morningside, Briarcliff, and Northwestern. Actually, 2 up on Morningside and Northwestern, 2.5 up on Briarcliff. Briarcliff had the bye date today. Morningside and Northwestern are now both 8-3 in women's play. Briarcliff is 7-3. Dakota Wesleyan is 6-4. They play tomorrow against Hastings. Mount Marty is 7-4. Dort College 5-6. Hastings is at 4-6, pending that game tomorrow. Midland 3-8. Nebraska Wesleyan 1-10. Doan is 0-11. Men's basketball scores in progress. They're all at halftime. Midland 37, Dort College 33. Morningside 34, Concordia 22, Mount Marty 29, Doan 28. And Northwestern leads Nebraska Wesleyan, I believe. Having a little trouble reading that scoreboard. Certainly looks like 41-20 to me. Could be 41-28, but Northwestern is up comfortably at halftime on Nebraska Wesleyan. 41-20. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take another break and be back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.
Mm-hmm.
next week on KDCR. Road games for the Door College Defender men and women on Wednesday night when they travel to Mount Marty and Yankton, South Dakota. That'll be a 6 o'clock start time for the women and an 8 o'clock start time for the men. You can hear those games on KDCR 88.5 FM. Saturday of next week, Door College back at home as they face Nebraska Wesleyan. GPAC action, 2 o'clock start time for the women, 4 o'clock start time for the men's contest. That's Wednesday and Saturday of next week. Door College at home on Saturday, but on the road this Wednesday night. Let's take one more break. We're at halftime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders trailing Midland at halftime, 37-33. We are set to begin the second half of play. For Dort College, a four-point deficit to overcome here at halftime. With the basketball, Cliff Warner working against Galen Gully. First couple minutes are going to be pretty important for the defenders here. Kyle Lindberg at the free throw line. Goes left side over to Walterstorff. They force it down low to Vogel. Vogel's hook shot in the lane, no good. Dort College got the shot they wanted. And coming back the other way, Midland with the ball and a chance to build on the seven-point lead. Galen Gully with the basketball. Gully backs it out, sets it up, passes over to Hoosier. Hoosier on the right wing. Jalen Hoosier gives it up, back over to Parrott. Parrott driving in down to the baseline, cut off there by Lindberg. They feed it back over to Emig. Kachi got a hand on the pass. Now the lane opens up for Emig. Emig layup good. Ben Emig with 4 points. Midland leads 39-33. 6-point advantage for the Warriors. Right side pass over to Austin Kachi. Kachi over to Trevor. Trevor gives it up. Warner. Warner with the basketball. Drops it inside for Vogel. Went up. He's stripped. Comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff puts it up, and he's fouled on the play by James Parrott. Parrott whistled for the personal foul. Parrott whistled for his first personal. And Trevor Walt will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Walterstorff 2 for 2 this afternoon from the free throw line. He's got 4 points, trying to cut it down to a 4-point game again. Jerome Vaughn on the floor for Midland, along with Parrott, Emig, Hoosier, and Gully. For Dort College, it's Warner, Kachi, Vogel, Lindberg, and Trevor Walterstorff. Trevor's first free throw is good. 5 points for Trevor Walterstorff. It's a 5-point ball game. 39-34, Midland in front. 19:01 left to go in regulation. Second free throw by Trevor is up and good. He's 4 for 4. He's a 66% free throw shooter coming into the contest. Narrows the gap to 39-35. Now you need a defensive stop. With the basketball, out front is Gully. Gully passes over to Emig. Emig with the basketball. Emig spots up, looks for the screen, goes down low for Vaughn. Ball's kicked around, controlled by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Back over to Parrott. Parrott will drive, gets a little push off. Fade away is good. James Parrott with 13 points, and the Dort College defenders trail 41-35. With it on the left side, Trevor Walterstorff comes over to Kachi. Kachi to Warner. Warner with it on the right wing. Warner back over to Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff looking to pass, gets it away to Kachi. Kachi to Lindberg. Lindberg over to Walt. Walt, shot no good, but the following it is Jordan Vogel. Vogel with 9, Dort College trails 41-37. Into the front court with the basketball is Gully. Gully at the point. He feeds it left side. Emig guarded there by Kachi. Emig will get a lane to the basket. Scoops it up with the right hand. Good. Ben Emig with 6 points. 4 of them coming on penetration moves here in the second half. And the defenders find themselves down by half a dozen. Again, 43-37. Trevor Walterstorff over to Austin Kachi. Kachi to Vogel. Vogel against Vaughn. Vaughn commits the foul. Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Jordan Vogel with 9 points. Foul goes on Emig instead, they're going to say. Foul number 2 on Ben Emig. So Jordan Vogel shooting 2 free throws. Vogel, first free throw is up and good. He's got another one on the way. So Jordan Vogel makes the first one. He's got another one coming. 12 points for Jordan Vogel. Bigger pardon, 10 points for Vogel. This one's up and down as well. Dort College 4 for 4 in this half from the free throw line. It's 43-39. Dort College down by 4. Gully with the basketball. Gully out front, feeds it right side Hoosier. Hoosier with the basketball. Hoosier over to Gully. Gully with the ball. Gully on the right wing, guarded by Warner. Feeds it out front, Hoosier. Hoosier off the drive, comes back over to Parrott. Parrott fading away from 12. It's good. 15 for Parrott. York College trails 45-39. With the basketball, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, backdoor cut, Kachi, layup, good. Austin Kachi with 7, and the Dort College defenders want a timeout to talk things over, trailing 45-41. After the made basket, Dort College calls for the timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Dort College calls a timeout. I don't think they've gotten a stop yet here in the second half. The two teams have exchanged 8 points apiece. Galen Gully will bring the basketball up for the Midland Warriors. Midland with the basketball. Pass goes over to Emig. Emig well out on the floor. He's 35 feet from the hoop. He stops, goes right side over to Gully. Gully on the wing beyond the three-point line. He and Warner pretty even in terms of stature. Jalen Hoosier drives. Waltersdorf got his hand on it, but Hoosier is able to force it up. Makes it a six-point ball game, 47-41. Right side pass, Austin Kachi, guarded there by Ben Emig. Kachi, left side it goes, Warner. Warner right back over to Waltersdorf. Trevor gives it up, right side, Sean Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball on the left elbow, feeds it for Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf in traffic. Kick out, Sean. Sean underneath to Severs. Severs lay in, good. He's got 8. York College trails 47-43 with the basketball is Gully. Gully on the right wing, looking, passes cross-court over to Emick. Midland's been pretty efficient in this half on offense already. York College trails by 4. Emick with the basketball. Emick will drive in, lace it up, gets it to go, and he's fouled. Foul called on Kachi. Emick got a step on him. And now Midland will shoot for a seven-point lead. Austin Kachi will check into the ballgame. Kachi will check out, beg your pardon. Tyler Waltersdorf will check in. It's foul number 2 on Austin Kachi. Dort College down 6. Emig, 75% free throw shooter, missed that one though. And the Dort College defenders come back the other way with it. Trailing by 6 are the defenders, 49-43. With it is Kaiser. Dort College has not gotten a stop on defense yet in the second half by my count. With the basketball, they go high post. Tyler Waltersdorf, left side, Sean Kaiser. Kaiser reverses over to Tyler Waltersdorf, and the turnover gives the basketball back to Midland. Midland with the basketball. They get it over to Emig. Emig drives in, right-handed layup, left side, good. And Ben Emig right now tearing up Dort College. He's got 4 field goals in the second half, 10 for the ballgame. And Midland has taken a 51-43 lead on back-to-back buckets by Ben Emig. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Midland Warriors led 37-33 at halftime. They pushed the lead up to 51-43. Dort College has not gotten on a defensive stop yet in this second half. What that means is Midland has gotten at least 2 points on every possession thus far. They've converted on 6 possessions through the first 4 minutes and 46 seconds of this contest, of the second half, and have pushed a 4-point lead. They've doubled it up at 51-43 right now. Pass out front, Tyler Waltersdorf, left side Trevor. Dort College needs to start producing on the defensive end more so than the offensive end. Right side, Kaiser. Kaiser, high post, Severs. Severs, free throw line jumper, no good. There for the tap-in, though, is Trevor Waltersdorf. He's got 8. Dort College trails 51-45. Galen Gully brings the basketball up for the Warriors. Gully will drive right side back over to Emig. Emig step back beyond the three-point line, picks up his dribble. Comes right side back over to Gully. Gully beyond the three-point line, back over to Emig. Emig, three, got it. Cooking. He's got 11 in the second half, 13 for the ball game. It's a 9-point Midland lead, 54-45. Comes back over to Tyler Waltersdorf. Now Sean Kaiser. Kaiser, right side, Trevor. Trevor against Parrott. Trevor dumps it off for Severs. Severs is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Midland and Trace Murray, his fourth. Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Waltersdorf was able to get a half step on James Parrott. Then the defense collapsed, and Waltersdorf dumped it off for Chris Severs, and Severs was fouled on the play. Chris will go to the free throw line for two. First one is up, in and out, no good. Another free throw on the way for Chris Severs. 14-11 left to play in this game. Midland 54, North College 45. Another free throw is off the heel, no good. Severs, a 64% free throw shooter. He's 0 for 4 today. 14 minutes left to go in regulation. With the basketball is Gully. Gully on the right side. Gully back out front to Dylan Travis. Dylan Travis beyond the three-point line. He's going to pull up, put up the 18-footer. Missed it, no good. North College gets the rebound. Chris Severs with an outlet over to Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball back over to Sean. Sean on the left side picks up his dribble, hands it back over to Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Lindberg to Kaiser. Kaiser guarded there by Parrott. Sean off of the backboard with the crossover move. It's good. Sean Kaiser with 5 points. Dort College trails 54-47. Coming back the other way is Gully. Gully puts it up. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Cliff Warner. That's foul number one on him. Free throws on the way for Galen Gully, a 73% free throw shooter. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 54-47, Midland by 7. 13:21 left to go in this game. Gully with 9 points as he makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. Midland already with 16 points in the second half. He missed the second one, though. North College trails by 8, 55-47. With the basketball is Lindberg. Lindberg goes right side over to Sean Kaiser. Kaiser looking down low, finds Warner. Warner to Lindberg. Lindberg goes up for the dunk and missed it. It rattled out. Now the ball's on the floor. Still fighting for it, and a jump ball called alternating possession. It will be Midland basketball. Dylan Travis got down on the floor, got tied up on the play. Alternating possession, it's Midland basketball. 55-47, North College, down by 8. Bringing the basketball up is Galen Gully. Gully working against Warner. Galen Gully spots up, goes left side to Travis. Travis with the basketball, guarded there by Lindberg. Kick out Hoosier. Hoosier with the ball. Hoosier comes back over to Parrott. Parrott takes it hard. He's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Sean Kaiser has just picked up his first personal. And James Parrott will go to the free throw line. He's got 15. So James Parrott already with 15. He misses that free throw. He's not a good free throw shooter. Jerome Vaughn checks into the ball game. Hoosier checks out as well. Jordan Flynn is in. And I believe that's Trace Murray as well. No, beg your pardon. Missed them both, did Parrott. North College trails by 8, 55-47. Pass into the front court, Trevor Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the basketball, Sean Kaiser. Kaiser will drive in, dumps it off for Lindberg. Lindberg, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Trevor Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf thrown to the ground on the loose ball. Bringing it up is Galen Gully. Gully loses the dribble, picks it back up, gets it over to Parrott. Parrott with the basketball. Parrott down to the baseline, nothing there. Parrott throws it cross court, gets it away to Dylan Travis, and Dylan Travis double dribbles with it. So Dylan Travis called for the double dribble. So Dylan Travis whistled for the double dribble. Cliff Warner passes right side. Sean Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser driving in, and we've got a hand check called out front on Dylan Travis. Travis whistled for the personal. Team foul number 4 on Midland. North College has to get a little more physical. They're trailing by 8, and right now Midland is bullying them. Cliff Warner will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Warner gets it into Trevor Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf's lay-in is good. Trevor Walthersdorf with 10 points, and the North College defenders trail 55-49. 11:47 left to go in the game. Ben Emig will drive in. Scoop shot, no good. Rebound taken down by Walthersdorf, and he's fouled on the play. Foul called on the play against Jerome Vaughn. That's his third. Team foul number 5 on Midland. North College down 6 with a basketball. Bringing the basketball up is Cliff Warner. Warner in between the circles out front working against Emig. They come over to Kaiser. Kaiser to Vogel. Vogel puts it up. No good, but he's fouled on the play. Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Foul called on Jerome Vaughn is his 4th. So 2 free throws coming here for Jordan Vogel. Jalen Hoosier will check into the contest. I'd imagine he's going to come in for Vaughn. 11:26 left to go in this game. First free throw by Jordan Vogel is good. Vogel now with 12 points. Another free throw on the way for Vogel, trying to make it a 4-point ball game. Second free throw on the way for the senior post player from Rock Valley. This one's up and good as well. 55-51, North College trailing. Midland with the basketball. The North College crowd up on their feet trying to rally the troops. Ben Emig with the basketball. Emig jammed on the play by Vogel. They pass it back up front to Jordan Flynn. Flynn with the basketball. Hoosier, left side, Travis. Travis with the basketball, 15 to shoot. Travis back out front, Hoosier. Hoosier's going to drive in. He's stripped, but a foul on the play. Foul called on the play. That's going to go on Trevor Walthersdorf, his 1st. Free throws on the way for Jalen Hoosier, a 67% free throw shooter. And he will shoot a pair here. Team foul number 4 on the defenders. First free throw is off the mark, no good. So North College trailing by 4. Hoosier misses the first free throw. He's got another one coming. He's got 2 off the bench today, and he makes that one. It's a 5-point ball game. 56-51. North College basketball. Cliff Warner with the ball. Warner goes right side over to Sean Kaiser. Kaiser to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, Warner. Warner, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Vogel. Vogel, kick out. Warner. Warner, pull up. 15-footer. Got it. 2-point basket for Cliff, his 1st of the day. North College trails 56-53. Ben Emig with the basketball out front. Emig working against Warner. Emig's going to spin. Drives in. Blocked by Vogel. Saved by Warner. Gets it over to Kaiser. Here comes North College. Sean into the front court. Gives it over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Kaiser. Kaiser underneath. Walt, too strong off of the glass. No good. And back we come the other way. Midland with the basketball. Emig will bring it up. Ben Emig, he passes left side over to Travis. Travis gives it up. Hoosier. Hoosier driving in, loses it. Might have traveled with it. Saves it over to Emig. Emig with the basketball. Round the horn they go. Midpoint, second half. North College down 3. Shot blocked by Lindbergh on the perimeter. Here comes Trevor Walthersdorf, that is. Walthersdorf feeds it over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. He's going to drive baseline, and we've got a foul on the play called on Midland. And Cliff will go to the free throw line for a 1-and-1 bonus situation. North College finally showing some signs of life here in the second half. Cliff Warner will go to the free throw line for a 1-and-1 opportunity. 9:48 left to play in this game. North College trails by 3. Free throw on the way for Cliff. It's up. It's down. Caught every part of the rim and fell through. Dort College trying to make it a one-point ball game. 56-54. .943 left to go in regulation. Dort College, after trailing by as many as nine at 54-45, has outscored Midland 10-2 to cut that nine-point lead down to one at 56-55. And now we got a ball game. 9:43 left to go in the second half. Today's broadcast made possible by Borensons of Boyden. Handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Also made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Galen Gully with the basketball. Midland used that timeout. They've got four left, and Chris Severs commits a foul on the perimeter, trying to jam the ball handler. Galen Gully comes up a little gimpy with the limping with the left leg. Gully, 5'7 sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska. He and Warner are pretty similar in stature, except Gully broader shoulders and probably has about 30 pounds on Cliff. With a basketball out front, he's a little bit shorter than Cliff. Ball out front. With a basketball is Flynn. Flynn, nothing there. Over to Gully. Gully to Emig. Emig's been a handful here in the second half. He passes it off. Don't mind seeing him give the ball up. Pass comes back over to Gully. Gully with a basketball in between the circles. Driving in, dumps it off. Shot is good. Two-point basket for Jordan Flynn. Dort College trails 58-55. With the basketball is Kaiser. Kaiser, Lindbergh. Lindbergh out front, Cliff. Cliff for the basketball. Goes right side, back over to Kaiser. Kaiser underneath Severs. Severs puts it up, and we've got a foul called on Midland underneath. That's going to go on Jordan Flynn, and not much more Flynn could do than put both hands on Chris Severs and try to hold him out. 58-55, Dort College down three. Midland will counter now with Trace Murray. He's got four fouls. Checking out of the contest is Jordan Flint. One-and-one opportunity here for Chris Severs. First free throw on the way for Severs is up and good. For Chris, that's the first one he's made today. One for five now, 53-86 this season. Trying to make it a one-point ball game again. Second free throw by Chris is up, and it catches the rim and drops through. Dort College down 58-57. Again, the Dort College crowd trying to get behind the home team. With the basketball is Gully. Gully over to Emig. Emig faces up, nothing there. Still picks up his dribble, now passes over to Parrott. Parrott working against Kaiser. Kaiser fights him off that time. Gully, pardon me, Parrott shot no good. Long rebound, though. Midland clears it out. Parrott with a basketball. Kaiser will try to fight him off again. Charging foul called on Parrott. Kaiser raced around, went the bottom side of the screen, was able to set up and take the charge. That's foul number two on James Parrott. Sean Kaiser, he's doing some things that won't show up on the stat sheet, but that possession, he fought off James Parrott, and make no mistake about it, Parrott is the more athletic of the two, but Kaiser gritting it out. Now Dort College shooting for their first lead in a while. Austin Kachi with the basketball. Nothing there. Gives it back over to Cliff. Cliff underneath Severs. And we've got a holding foul called on Trace Murray, and he's done. I believe that's number five on Murray. No, it's not. That's number four. Somewhere along the line, I'd given him an extra one. That's team foul number 10 on Midland. Dort College will go to the free throw line. Two free throws on the way for Chris Severs. 8:08 left to go in the game. First free throw is up, off the heel, no good. 2 for 7 now is Severs from the free throw line. He's got to make these. Another one on the way for the senior from Huxley, Iowa. Free throw is up. That one's in and out, no good. Rebound tapped, though, controlled by Parrott. Dort College misses the opportunity to go up by one. Midland for the basketball. They come back over to Gully. Gully facing up, thinks about the three. He's going to drive, step back. Now Emig. Emig on the left wing, guarded by Kachi. They run ball screen. Emig into the lane. Comes back out front. Shot on the way by Travis. In and out. No good. Long rebound, though. It's loose. Picked up by Gully. Gully with the basketball. Gully feeds it left side. Parrott. Parrott with the ball. Back over to Gully. Gully beyond the three-point line. 25 to shoot. They got a fresh 35 after that missed shot. Parrott down to the baseline. Nothing there. Trapped in the corner. Pass is taken by Emig at midcourt. 15 to shoot. Comes back over to Travis. Dylan Travis. Step back. No. Now Emig. Emig. Spin move into the lane. And he's going to be called for a charge. Ho, ho, ho. I don't know if he reached around or what happened there, but Ben Emig picks up his third on a charging call. Dort College calling for a set play from the sideline. For the basketball is Warner. Warner looking, goes over to Kaiser. Dort College, a bucket, gives him the lead. Kachi over to Trevor. Trevor right side, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Now Kaiser. Kaiser backing in Parrott. Left-handed hook, no good. Rebound tipped and last touched by Dort College. It'll be Midland basketball. Chris Severs will check out of the ballgame. Checking back in is Jordan Vogel. 58-57 our score. Dort College down one. 6:55 and counting. Well, after a free-flowing first 5 minutes or so of the first second half, Gully passes over to Travis. Travis, in and out, no good. Rebound ripped down by Warner. Dort College with the basketball. Cliff into the front court. Feeds Walt. Walt stops, pops, shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Gully. Gully over to Parrott. Parrott driving in, and Parrott is fouled on the play by Cliff Warner before the shot. Cliff whistled for his second. James Parrott will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Beg your pardon, that's just team foul number 6. They got it up on the board so quickly, I thought there was another one coming. So Midland with the basketball. Out front with it is Gully. Gully looking, still looking. Gully steps back beyond the three-point line. They're playing a two-man game. They pass it over to Hoosier. Dort College still down a point. 20 to shoot for Midland. Gully with the basketball, working on Kachi. Gully drives the lane, feeds it back outside to Hoosier. Hoosier to Parrott, 12 to shoot. Parrott on the right side. He'll fire a three, too strong, no good. Rebound tap, controlled by Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner will bring it up. Over to Kachi. Kachi. Right side, Walt. Walt, Vogel. Vogel, layup, good! Vogel with the two-point basket. Dort College takes their first lead since the first half. 59-58. 5:45 left to go in this one. Midland with the basketball. Gully passes right side. Midland now trying to answer. With it is Travis. Travis step back behind the three-point line. Comes back over to Hoosier. Hoosier looking for Gully. He gives it back over to Gully. Long time left in this one. Parrott into the lane. Gives it off. Shot is up. Hangs on the rim and Trace Murray gets it to drop through. Trace Murray with his first points of the day. Dort College trails 60-59. 5:10 left to go in this one. Midland with a one-point lead. Warner goes over to Kachi. Kachi, Waltersdorf. Left side, Cliff. Cliff for the basketball. Cliff Warner looking. Feeds it off for Kaiser. Kaiser, Vogel. Back over to Cliff. Bang! 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 Cliff Warner with the three-pointer from the right wing. Dort College leads 62-60, and the Dort College defenders call a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Here's your game reset. Dort College leads 62-60. 4:50 left to go in regulation. 10 fouls on Midland, 6 on Dort College. So both teams are in the bonus. Dort College in the double bonus. Midland is in the 1-1. Gully over the basketball. They're looking down low for Vaughn. Vaughn checked into the ballgame at the timeout. Here's Parrott. Parrott drops it off for Vaughn. Vaughn layup good. Count the hoop and he's fouled. Jerome Vaughn will go to the free throw line now to try and complete the three-point play. Now, he is not a good free throw shooter. Chris Severs will check into the ballgame. Jordan Vogel will check out. Vogel retreats to the bench. Vaughn, a 44% free throw shooter, missed it. We're tied 62-all. 4:30 left to go in the game. Dort College running a set play. Warner goes high post. Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Cliff. Step back three. Boom. Clifford with the three. Dort College leads 65-60. Cliff Warner with two threes in succession for the defenders. And the defenders lead by a triple. Answering back, Gully, yes. Galen Gully with the three-point basket. And the Dort College defenders lead, their lead is back to a tie now, 65 all. Trevor Waltersdorf underneath, his lay-in good. 6 points for Trevor. Dort College needs a stop. 67-65. Gully, step back beyond the three-point line. He's going to retreat back to the center jump circle. He's guarded by Warner. Man-to-man defense applied by the defenders. Hoosier with the basketball, guarded by Waltersdorf. They look. They get it over to Vaughn. Vaughn's going to drive in. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good, but that's not a bad foul. Jerome Vaughn, who is 0-for-1 from the free-throw line, will now go to the free-throw line. That's a foul on Chris Sievers, and that's his first. Beg your pardon, that's number two on him. Free throws on the way for Jerome Vaughn. He is 16-for-37 this season. 3:33 left to go in this ballgame. Free throw on the way is up and good. He gets one to go. He's now 1-for-2. Law of averages. This one could go either way. 1-for-2 from the free throw line now is Vaughn. Vaughn trying to tie it up at 67 all. Buckle up, Buttercup. 3:33 left to go. This one's been testy. Second free throw on the way by Vaughn is up and good. He gets them both to go. That's a rare occurrence. He ties it up 67 all. 3:33 and counting now. For the basketball, Warner. Warner gives it up over to Kaiser. Kaiser, Sievers. Sievers had the turn. Gets it instead over to Kaiser. Kaiser over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, 15-footer. Good. Kyle Lindbergh, who's had a difficult night from the deck, makes it a 69-67 ball game. Back the other way. Shot by Gully. Buck. Dort College comes up with it. And Warner gathers in the rebound. Galen Gully venturing where he probably shouldn't go. And he is knocked down on the block shot. His effort to tie the game on a drive makes it 69-67. Dort College with a basketball after the block shot. 2-point ball game. Dort College leading by 2 with the basketball when we resume play right after this. Center 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van Glenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Midland will not press. They don't do that. They will back it up and they will grind on you in the half court. Now maybe Galen Gully will show some token pressure. Cliff Warner will bring it up. Dort College playing with a 2-point lead at 69-67. Cliff Warner feeds it off for Trevor. Trevor, spin move in the lane, puts it up, blocked. Ball's tapped out, controlled by Kaiser, and it's kicked out of bounds by Galen Gully. Gully clears things out on the other end. My compatriot from Midland, Rich Ray, scrambling to get his equipment back up on the table. He lost everything. I can laugh because I have been there myself. With the basketball is Warner. Warner goes left side, Waltersdorf. 2:47 remaining in this game. Waltersdorf drives the lane, lays it up, good. Trevor Waltersdorf got around Parrott, lays it up. Dort College playing with a 71-67 lead. Now you want to stop. Midland calls a timeout. Coach Ross Delma up off of the bench, exhorting his team on to get a defensive stop. And Midland says, let's talk about it. They've got three timeouts remaining. 2:34 left to go in the game. Back with more after this.
Are you looking for a college with a supportive community? Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa is not just a college, but a community of people passionate about Christian education. Students get involved in area churches, organizations, and events. People in the community get involved with Dort at athletic events, music concerts, and lectures. The Sioux Center community believes in Dort College. For more information, check us out on Facebook and Twitter, or visit our website at www.dort.edu.
radio in this one. North College 71, Midland 67. Midland with the basketball when we resume play. 2:34 left to go at the DeWitt Gymnasium. 10 fouls on Midland, so that means North College is in the double bonus. 8 fouls on the defenders, that means Midland is in the 1-1. North College led by Trevor Walterstorff with 14 points. Jordan Vogel also, he's on the bench right now, he's got 15. For Midland, it's been Ben Emig and Parrott. Emig is not on, well, he is on the floor. He's got 13, 11 in the second half. Parrott has 15. Emig has 4 fouls, as does Jerome Vaughn. Here comes Gully with the basketball. They feed it out front to Dylan Travis. Travis with the ball. They'll try to isolate Parrott. Parrott will drive in against Kaiser. Ball's down on the floor. Kaiser after it! And Kaiser comes up with it! And they say a Midland player was on the bench! And Sean Kaiser again! One of those plays that will not show up in the box score. It will not be written about in the paper. But that's the kind of play that wins a game when you're fighting it out in the conference. Kaiser saw the opportunity, jarred the ball free, and took it away from James Parrott. And by the time it was all said and done, Parrott was on the baseline with the basketball out of bounds. They go underneath. Chris Severs. Severs layup. Good! Chris Severs with the two-point basket. He's got a dozen. Dort College leads 73-67. Finger roll the other way. Jerome Vaughn, and Midland calls another timeout. 73-69, 1:57 left to play in this contest. Chris Severs with 12 points. Answering back was Jerome Vaughn. He's got a dozen. 73-69, it'll be Dort College basketball. Length of the floor to go when we resume play. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Dort College with a basketball. It has been a long afternoon. Dort College trailed early. They were down by 4 at halftime, trailed by as many as 9 in the second half, and led by as many as 6 in the second half, and Cliff Warner will bring it up against Galen Gully. 1:50 and counting, 28 on the shot clock. They feed it out front for Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, back over to Trevor. Trevor with the basketball against Parrott. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Cross-court pass taken by Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball, threw it right at Parrott. He thought somebody was going to cut in front. Here comes Parrott back the other way. Into the corner, Travis, Travis, cross-court pass, Emig, Emig, three, no, rebound, Kaiser. Kaiser makes up for the miscue, coming up with a rebound, 1:20 and counting. Two-possession ball game, Dort College leading. Both teams have 2 timeouts remaining. Trevor Walterstorff back over to Cliff Warner, that's a good man to have it. Cliff Warner with the basketball, he goes left side over to Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball, drives in, gets it back over to Sean, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Timeout charged to the defenders. 14 seconds on the shot clock. 1:04 on the game clock. I want a chance to catch my breath. We'll take a break and be back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. 10 free throws shot by Midland here in the second half. They have converted 4 of them. So for the ball game, I have them as being 7 of 15. Dort College, by comparison, here in the second half, 10 for 14. Better than I thought. 19 for 27 for the ball game, and that's right around actually their season average of 67%. Dort College has 1 timeout remaining. Dort College leading by 4, 73-69. Out front, they get it to Trevor Walterstorff. 13 to shoot. Walterstorff, blow by move, nothing there. Comes back over to Sean. Sean, 17-footer, no good. Rebound tap, controlled by Dort College and Chris Severs, and Severs is fouled on the play, and that is it for Jerome Vaughn. Vaughn commits the foul, and I believe Jerome Vaughn will be disqualified on fouls. He's got 12 points, 52.8 seconds remaining. He fouls out, and Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 free throws. Need these, big fella. Severs, 2 for 8. He's got to make one of these. First free throw for the senior from Huxley off the heel, no good. 10 for 15 now is Dort College. Actually, other than Severs, everyone else has shot the free throws pretty well. Another free throw on the way for Chris, trying to make it a five-point ball game. Midland has two timeouts remaining. Dort College has one. Chris, free throw up, bottoms it out. He made one of two. We'll take that. Chris Severs makes one of two. Dort College by five, 74-69. Don't give up the quick bucket. Here comes Parrott. Parrott with a basketball. I'd be surprised if he gave it up. Well, he just did. Galen Gully goes left side over to Dylan Travis. Travis down to the baseline. Tough shot. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh gets it away to Warner. Warner with the basketball and reaching across, tapping it away is James Parrott. 37 seconds remaining in this contest. Dort College by five. Take care of the basketball. Make your free throws, and Galen Gully commits the foul in the backcourt. Credit Trevor Walterstorff for the defensive play on the other end to bother the shot by Dylan Travis. Travis had 10 in the first half. He's got none in the second half. Cliff Warner will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Cliff this afternoon, 10 points, all in the second half. Free throw by Cliff, up and good. 83% free throw shooter, he makes that one. This is a big one here. He can make it a three-possession ball game. 75-69, Dort College up. 35.6 seconds remaining. Free throw by Cliff. Down. Cliff Warner buries them both. 76-69, Dort College by seven. 35.6 seconds remaining. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Dort College leading by 7, 76-69, 35.6 seconds remaining. Midland has the basketball, bringing it up is Gully. Dort College by 3 possessions right now. Gully over the basketball. Gully looking down low. He's picked up his dribble, gets it over to Parrott, 25 seconds. Parrott will put it up, short, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi will hold the ball and wait for the defense to come and foul him. And Jalen Hoosier commits the foul, and Austin Kachi will go to the charity stripe to shoot a pair. Jalen Hoosier has just committed his third personal. Well, this one could end up being a 9 or 10-point ball game when it's all said and done. Could end up being a 2-point ball game yet. Irregardless, that's not going to tell the story of this ball game. Kachi makes the free throw. It's an 8-point game. And you got to feel pretty good now. 17.3 seconds remaining. Dort College by 8. Another free throw for Austin. Up and down. 78-69. Dort College by 9. 15 seconds and counting. Gutty win for the defenders today. They were challenged. Missed three-pointer. Austin Kachi comes away with it. Trevor Walterstorff will bring it into the front court. And he is hassled by James Parrott. And that's the ball game. Dort College responds to the challenge as they were down by as many as 9 at 54-45. They outscore Midland from that point on 33-15 and swing it around with a 9-point advantage for the final margin of victory, 78-69. Back with more after this. KDCR 88.5 FM for the Dort College defenders. They responded to the challenge. They were down 37-33 at halftime. They did not get any stops for the first 5 or 6 minutes of the second half. They found themselves down 54-45. They were able to fight their way back, cut it down to a 1-point ball game at 56-55. Two teams exchanging buckets. Dort College took their first lead at 59-58. Again, an exchange of buckets. Somewhere in there, Cliff Warner hit 2 3-pointers as he finally got it going. And with 4:30 left to go in the game, Dort College tied it up 62-all. We were tied again at 65-67. That tie at 67-all came with 3:33 left to go in the game. Dort College outscored Midland 11-2. The rest of the contest, they win it 78-69. Jordan Vogel, a team-high 15 points. Chris Severs, 14, as the Dort College post players combined for 29 points this afternoon. For the Midland Warriors, James Parrott had 15. He was limited, though, as Sean Kaiser did the job on defense, made life difficult for the potential All-American, limited him to just 4 points in the second half. Ben Emig was a house on fire as well early on in the second half. Dort College able to control him. And down the stretch, the Dort College defenders go from being down 9 at 54-45 to win 78-69. They outscore Midland 33-15 to secure their 8th win of the conference season and their 16th for the ball game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Coach Ross Dalma is taking a seat beside me. And, Coach, for your team, we'll mark this one down as another gritty performance where for 30 minutes or so, things were not sharp, but then the men found a way to dig down, got some stops, and for the last 10 minutes played some pretty good basketball this afternoon against a very good Midland team right now that just seems to be snake bit. But you get them by 9. Congratulations on a hard-fought GPAC win.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. It was a good win. They are a very good team, and it was a battle back and forth. Yeah, I really liked a number of things. One, we took care of the ball, only had 7 turnovers on the day. Thought our guys are really tough with the basketball. I thought we did a great job in the second half of really asserting ourselves on the boards. The boards were even at the half. We ended up plus 12 in the second half, consequently in the game. So that was good to see. But I thought, you know, we came out and they were laying the ball up on us after halftime. Gave up 37 points in the first half. I think they scored 20 points the first 8 minutes, 8 or 9 minutes of the second half, and then for the final 10 minutes or so, roughly, we held them to 12 points. So we really buckle down when we need to, but you're right, this is a very good Midland team who's going to beat a lot of people along the way, and we're just fortunate that today it wasn't us.
You've jumped ahead to that second half when you started stringing some defensive stops together, and I kept saying you got to get a few stops, and you weren't able to for the longest time. James Parrott was a pain in the side all afternoon, and I mean that in the most positive way possible, because you could not stop him. But then Sean Kaiser kind of took it upon himself defensively and was able to dig in and made life miserable for him.
You know, if we had a hand out a game ball today, it would be Sean. He definitely changed the tone of the game with the way he defended Parrott. Parrott was tearing us up. He was hitting some tough shots over fingertips, and Sean came in and just was going to be physical, and he did a great job of just denying the ball and ultimately not giving him anything going to the basket there. So Sean's defense in the second half, I thought, set the tone for how we upped our overall defensive performance as a team.
You really wanted to get the ball inside down the stretch. You went to some set plays in the final 5, 6, 7 minutes, and it seemed like most of those revolved around getting the ball into your posts.
It was. We just felt we had an advantage there. I thought our post guys played strong all day. I thought they played physical. You know, they missed a few shots that probably would like to have had back, but by going into the gut, we did own the foul line. We got there 33 times. And that's something definitely we wanted to do today. Felt we had a little more depth, and you know, we were able to have some success there. I do, you know, have to commend our guards for that, Cliff and Austin and Nathan, Sean, et cetera, et cetera. I thought they did a good job of being tough against a lot of pressure up in the up in the perimeter, and they were able to get the ball in there. And so, you know, we ended up with 14 assists. Sean had 5 of those, and Cliff 3, but I thought our guards did a nice job of getting the post, and the post did a good job of wanting it and taking on some hits.
This Midland team is unique, I believe, in the fact that they put a different sort of pressure on you, don't they, defensively? They don't bring it half court. They don't bring it up to the half court. They don't bring it three-quarter court, but they sit in there and try to make it really difficult from about 25 feet in.
It is hand-to-hand combat, you know, inside of you know, 20, 25 feet. There's no doubt about it. And they just do a great job at what they do. They're a very good team, I think. Does a great job of maximizing their personnel. And they had some guys who had big games today. I thought Dylan Travis was really good in the first half. I thought Trevor and some others did a really good job on him in the second half. Want to mention his defensive effort, too.
Mount Marty on Saturday. Nebraska Wesleyan back at home. Mount Marty on Wednesday. Nebraska Wesleyan on Saturday. Those don't look like huge games when you look at the standings, but in order for this team to get where they want to go, every game is important at this point.
Yeah, you don't get more points or move up for beating one team over the other. They really all count the same, and as we've always told our kids, in GPAC play, four or five teams are going to win on a given night, four or five teams are going to lose. We have to just make sure that we are as good as we can be to be in the win column, and then see once what happens come February. And Wednesday night we're playing against a team that is very dangerous, has knocked off some very good teams over in Yankton already this year, and so that's where our focus needs to be Monday when we come back after church and resting tomorrow. It will be nice, too, Mike, to finally get back to class. The academic calendar here is back a week, and most other schools are in. It's just been a long break. A lot of downtime here on campus, and I know the guys, in a way, aren't fired up about being going back to classes, but I think that even they're to a point where they want some structure again, and we're looking forward to that.
One final note, we've been playing without the big student section that we've become so used to and so spoiled with.
And that's part of what we're getting at, too, yeah.
The last 12 or 13 minutes of this ball game, though, some of the, our age people,
plus, yep,
tried to pull it together, and I thought gave your team some energy down the stretch.
Did a great job. You know, the last two Saturdays we played at home here without the students against Concordia, and again today, of course, against Midland, and in our crowd support is awesome. I mean, to get over 1,000 people here, I'm looking at the attendance, to get over 1,000 people here without the students on campus, that's pretty impressive. And that's why a lot of kids come to play at Dort.
Coach, I will let you go unless you've got something else to add. Enjoy this evening. Enjoy tomorrow. Get some rest. Back to work on Monday.
You do the same. See ya, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dalma. Let's take a look at the numbers. Dort College, 78, Midland, 69. Midland, 28 of 61 from the floor, 45.9%, 6 of 21 on three-pointers, 28.6%, 7 of 16 on free throws, 43.8%. Fort Ord College, 25 of 54 from the floor, 46.3%, 4 for 10 on threes, 40%, 24 of 33 from the free throw line, 72.7%. Rebounds, Dort College 43, Midland 31. Turnovers, Midland 7, Dort College 7. Steals, Midland 6, Dort College 0. Point totals, Jordan Vogel with 15 points, 4 of 9 from the floor, 7 of 8 on free throws. 14 for Trevor Waltersdorf, 12 for Cliff Warner, 13 for Chris Severs off of the bench. 9 for Austin Kachi, 6 for Kyle Lindberg, 5 for Sean Kaiser. Tyler Waltersdorf had 4. For Midland, 15 for James Parrott, 13 for Ben Emig, 12 each for Galen Gully and Jerome Vaughn, 10 for Dylan Travis, 3 for Jalen Hoosier, 2 for Trace Murray, 2 for Jordan Flynn for their total of 69 points. Galen Gully had 7 rebounds to lead Midland. How ironic, the shortest man on the floor ends up with 7 rebounds, 5 for James Parrott, 4 each for Dylan Travis and Jalen Hoosier. For Dort College, Trevor Waltersdorf had a double-double. He ended up with 11 rebounds, 7 rebounds for Cliff Warner, 5 for Kyle Lindberg, 4 each for Jordan Vogel and Sean Kaiser. Sean Kaiser also had 5 assists. Cliff Warner had 3, 2 each for Kyle Lindberg and Jordan Vogel. 2 block shots each for Lindberg and Vogel. For Midland, 3 assists for James Parrott and Galen Gully, 2 assists for Dylan Travis, 4 blocks for James Parrott. And no one else with more than one steal for Midland. They all had, they had 6 different players with 1 steal each. I believe we can go through the scores now, scratch things out. Men's basketball today, we gave you the women's scores already. Dort College 78 over 78-69 over Midland. Morningside, 22 better than Concordia on the road in Seward, 86-64. Northwestern, 73. Nebraska Wesleyan, 64 in Lincoln. Doan holds on to defeat Mount Marty, 62-59. Dakota Wesleyan and Hastings will play tomorrow. Northwestern is 9-2 after play today. Doan and Dort are 8-3. Briarcliff is 6-4. They have the bye. Hastings is 6-4. Pending their outcome tomorrow, Midland is 6-5. Dakota Wesleyan is 4-6. Morningside jumps a half game in front of Dakota Wesleyan for the time being at 5-6. Nebraska Wesleyan is 3-8. Mount Marty and Concordia are both 2-9. That's going to do it for our broadcast this afternoon. Once again, our final scores in women's play: Midland over Dort, 76-65. In men's action, Dort College over Midland, 78-69. That's going to do it for our broadcast. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.